welcome to Wellbeing World Podcast, our new University of Lincoln student wellbeing podcast. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sam.
This wellbeing podcast will be looking at a variety of topics over the coming months. On today's show, we're looking at some assistive software called Inspiration, which is on network computers across the University of Lincoln. I can imagine that some of you have never heard of it.
I'm not sure what Inspiration is. Please, can you explain?
Inspiration is a mind mapping software. It's a bit like doing a spidergram on your computer to map your ideas in a visual form. Inspiration is a creative way of mapping your ideas to support your visual thinking. Your ideas can be linked on the screen and can include graphics and hyperlinks to websites to expand your thoughts and ideas. There are lots of other features that can also support you with your academic work.
Great. Where can I find the software?
Inspiration is available on network computers at the university, and it is there for use by all students and staff.
So this software can be used by anyone?
Yes, it's available on network computers, and although it's one of the earlier versions of the software, it still works really well to help students map out their ideas. To summarise, Inspiration can help you mind map your ideas, make notes from research, structure your thoughts and visually communicate your ideas, make images and maps by using diagrams. It can also empower and motivate students to learn. With Inspiration, you can transform your thinking into a polished piece of written work. Once you've created the visual mind map, you can transfer the whole document into a word processing package.
This sounds really helpful, and I think I could make good use of it. I have real difficulties getting started and motivated.
Well, it'll definitely help with that. Inspiration can also help you to plan and prioritise your tasks, start essays, assignments and projects, use visual and creative methods to structure your essays, and create your work from a template using built-in prompts and plans.
So how do I access the software on the computers in the library?
Well, I'll explain what the basic functions do, but you can also follow some step-by-step instructions using the Inspiration Help Sheet, which can be found on the Student Wellbeing website. This has basic instructions which you can follow. Anyway, to understand the main features of Inspiration, you would open Inspiration by clicking the Windows logo, then click All Programs and select Inspiration Software, then select Inspiration 8. If for any reason it cannot be found in the programs on the computer you're using, you can install it from the Software Centre, often found in all programs on your computer. It takes about 15 minutes to install it from there. Once you've got this far, Inspiration can help you to create a diagram and add your own main idea. You can add the names of your subheadings and move headings, subheadings around the screen to where you want them. So you can create your own ideas in the form of a diagram rather than just using words, which can be less creative and inspiring. Now, you might be wondering how to change the diagram you made into an essay format. Well, it's actually very easy. When you're ready, select Outline at the top left-hand side of the second toolbar from the top to view your diagram in essay or assignment structure format. At any time, you can select Diagram to return to diagram format to edit it. You can then print your work out either as a diagram or as an assignment structure. You can print to a network printer you have selected.
Are there any help sheets for using Inspiration?
Yes. Help sheets about Inspiration can be found on our website, where you'll also find additional video clips and hyperlinks you can access to help you with the functions in Inspiration. Please keep listening out for more podcasts or check out our student wellbeing website for more information.